Elissa Walker Campbell. Good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And already it has been a very big program dedicated to college football. One team we definitely need to highlight tonight is Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, as they break into the top four in the college football rankings. We got Clemson ranked number one, Alabama moving up two slots to number two, Ohio State staying at number three, and the Fighting Irish move up to the number four spot. Of course, Notre Dame and Alabama, they each have one loss, and all eyes right now are on the Fighting Irish, and they will be in our next segment. We are so delighted to have with us a very special guest, the starting guard, or he was the starting left guard for Notre Dame, 71-73, and part of that national championship. Frank Pomerico is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to highlight his brand new book that is out. Good evening.
Hey, great to be with you.
Well, it's wonderful to have you with us, and of course, we're anxious to highlight your brand new book, but we want to get your thoughts on the ascension of Notre Dame and being promoted to that number four slot. 2015 obviously has been a very big year, and it's going to bring back a lot of great memories for you, huh, Frank?
Oh, it does. Of course, they have a loss early on against Clemson, who's not too shabby. They're
right.
A pretty good team. But Notre Dame, I think, has matured in the last four or five games. And what I mean by that is Kaiser, Deshaun Kaiser,
right,
turned into a very strong quarterback, both running and throwing. So with that being said, the Irish are much better this time of the year than they were when he first took over when Zaire got hurt. So I'm excited about the Irish's chances to go to the Final Four, for sure.
Frank, you were a three-year starter on the offensive line for Notre Dame and a co-captain of the 1973 National Championship team. You've been around this program many, many years. What does your gut tell you? I mean, is it 2015, is this the year for the Fighting Irish to win it all?
Well, I tell you, offensively, they are really strong. With their running backs they've had, and a couple of them have gotten hurt, I think Procise is going to be coming back. I think he got dinged up a little bit in that last game, but he'll be back. But Josh Adams, mm-hmm, somebody they put in and ran for 147 yards. This is a true freshman. So when you have the kind of receivers like Fuller and Robinson, tight ends galore, I think Notre Dame is standing in a pretty good spot. They're very explosive, and they can strike from any part of the field. So I'm encouraged. Defensively, they're not as sharp as they were maybe 2 or 3 years ago when they went to the national championship game, but they're scrappy. I think if they have a fault, it may be in the defensive backfield, as far as a good passing team may have some success against the Irish. But if they don't have the ball, and the Irish have the ball, they're in good shape.
You know, here in the month of November, it is a tight race. I mean, the stakes are very high. They're only going to get and continue to get higher. But one thing I think we're learning as we navigate through the college football season is that how much your schedule matters.
Oh, for sure. Like, when you look at Oklahoma State, mm-hmm, and Baylor, their schedule gets really difficult right at the end. And so you can see how they're not, even though they're undefeated, they're not in the top four. So with that being said, Notre Dame has two games left before the showdown with Stanford. And they're playing Boston College and first Wake Forest, which are games they should win. And I hate to say should win, because they're never done until they're done, kind of thing. But the showdown seems to be Notre Dame-Stanford, which is going to be played for a lot of marbles. Stanford is going to be playing to get into the Final Four if they win the rest of their games until then. And also the Pac-12 championship, the Pacific 12 championship out there. So there's a lot riding on the next couple of games for both teams. So it's going to be interesting.
Frank Pomerico is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hey, let's transition right now. Let's talk about this new book that's out, Era's Knights. And tell us about the opportunity to play for Era Parseghian, a charismatic coach that certainly made you a better man. Right, Frank?
Oh, for sure. I think the one thing that Era was looking for were people that were hungry to play, mm-hmm, and to prove that they could be the best at what they were doing. And when you find somebody that's hungry to play, you're easily able to motivate that person. If you're directing them in a focused fashion to what you want them to do, and they're hungry to perform, I think you're way ahead of the game. And with that, you don't always have to be the best athlete or the strongest or the tallest or whatever. But if you have that hunger, that driven spirit to be the best that you can be, you're driven by something that's not natural, that can drive you into the heights that have never been seen before by people. The greatness within us, that is what Era was looking for. And he was great to play for, mm-hmm. because he was so charismatic. He had such great character, and he was a tremendous public speaker. So he was easy for us to play for him. He motivated us in a way that we wanted to be like him. He was so well organized, and he's so charismatic that he was the kind of guy, we compare him in the book to King Arthur, and somebody that ruled by what was right as opposed to ruling by might. And that's the closest way I can describe this man. He could have been a governor, a senator. He could have been the president of the United States. That's mm-hmm. how well organized and charismatic he was.
Era Parsegian, a legendary coach. You were talking about the hunger. Where did that hunger and thirst come from? Tell us a little bit about as far as your journey in football and why they decided to recruit you at Notre Dame.
Well, there was a fellow that played at my high school. His name was Larry DiNardo. Now, Larry's brother, Jerry DiNardo, and I grew up from the fifth grade all the way through high school, and we were staggered one year at Notre Dame. And that was because Jerry went to your prep school. He is now on the Big Ten Network. Jerry was the head coach at Vanderbilt, at LSU, and also at Indiana. But Larry was the one that set the table for us to be like him. He was an overachiever. He had tremendous strength and was driven tremendously to be successful. He was also the valedictorian of our high school, so he had tremendous academic credentials as well as being a great athlete, strong and determined. And we tried to copy everything Larry did as much as we could. And I think Era felt if we had success with Larry, maybe we can have something close with Frank and Jerry. And in 1972 and in 1973, we were both the guards, the right and left guards at Notre Dame. So it was a very exciting time for us, and it was really a unique story.
So tell me this. I mean, how did playing at Notre Dame and being a part of, you know, Era Parsegian's, you know, program and that experience, how did that help you professionally?
Well, I think what you had with Era was somebody that had an expectation. His expectation for the team and for the individual was that we were going to try to play as high a level of football as possible, to perform, to be disciplined, to have loyalty to each other. I think when you were in Era's program, you weren't part of a team, you were part of a family.
Mm-hmm.
I think any time you're part of a family, you feel an obligation and a responsibility to not only pull your weight, but to help others to get their goals as well. So after college was over and you get into the business world, you're always looking to do some kind of service work to make a difference in other people's lives. Ara's main message: make a difference in other people's lives. That's what we're here on Earth for.
Hey, Frank Pomerico is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are quickly running out of time. Share just a glorious memory from the championship season in 1973 and that epic win over Alabama for the national title.
Well, I tell you, it was really a great journey from high school all the way through the national championship game. It was a culmination. Reaching the summit was great, winning that national championship. But to be honest with you, I embraced every section and every year and every season I had at Notre Dame, because it, being with Era Parsegian was kind of like trying to hold water in your hand.
Mm.
Do that. It slips through. We couldn't get as much time as we wanted with this man, but that's why we wrote this book, so that we can explain what it was like to play for royalty, what it was like to play for a guy that was a similar character to King Arthur. And the only difference is King Arthur was a fictitious person.
Right.
Ara was real.
Ara was intense, disciplined, intelligent, loyal, a tremendous leader. Are you surprised, and this is my final question, Frank, are you surprised that he didn't last longer in coaching, what he only coached one more season after that big win over Alabama?
Well, he retired at 51 years old.
Right.
At 51 years old, I was still trying to figure out what I wanted to
do. Right.
But I think Ara, he gave so much of himself to football and to the team that, you know, it took a lot out of him. And I think he stood back and said, what is really important in life? And I want to make a difference in other people's lives, but maybe in a different way. So he went into broadcasting. He opened up foundations for charitable foundations, for medical foundation, for his grandchildren. They had three of them that died of Niemann-Pick type C. So in doing those things, he was making a difference. And he was a great spokesman for Notre Dame as well as college football. I tell you this, Notre Dame was a great place to be at. But if Ara Parseghian was at another school, I would have strongly looked at that other school because it's about people, not about places.
It is about relationships. Frank Pomerico has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Beautifully written book, Ara's Nights. We encourage you to go out and get a copy of it. In fact, the foreword is even written by Regis Philbin. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Frank. You are a delightful guest, and I would absolutely open invitation. We would love to have you back again. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Anytime. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Much more straight ahead right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. You stay close.